Okay, this is the August 19th meeting of the PNB Programming Committee. I'll ask our Secretary, Nancy Saibara Naratomi, to take the roll.
Okay, this is not alphabetical order. George Reiter?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Michael Novick?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Margie Murray?
Here.
Margie?
Yes, I'm Uh-oh. Here. Present. Can you hear me?
Bernard White?
Here.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi here. Let's see. Yumi Kim? Absent. Rodrigo Argueta? Absent. Jamie Ross? Absent. Wesley Bethune? Absent. Who did I not name?
Laura Priebus.
Laura Priebus, right.
Okay.
Also
absent. Anybody else?
Okay, that's 6 out of 11. That's a quorum.
Quorum established, yes.
What I'd like to do is, let's see, I guess we should read the minutes first before we set the agenda, since the two things were postponed to this meeting from the last meeting. Would you, Nancy, recount for the minutes what happened last meeting?
George Reiter was selected chair by consensus, and I was selected secretary by consensus. And Michael made a motion to Michael Novick made a motion for Spanish programming, concerning Spanish programming, and Alex amended it with recommending to the PNB to make a task force, and it was accepted. This motion was with the amendment. And then we had a lot of other things that we did not have time or we did not discuss enough, so and we adjourned. So the other main two things of those discussions was program council and national programming. That's it. Back to you.
Okay. And the issue with national programming was what?
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, well, it's all right. We'll get to it. Okay. Let's then set an agenda. We've had two items postponed to this meeting, which is the program council discussion and national programming discussion. Are there any other items for the agenda?
Yes, on that last time, one said that how do we decide if the program or a program is mission-driven? And another thing was a problem with activists. I'm not exactly sure, but somebody said, I think it was Margie said something about a lot of activists.
Let's just drop that for now, okay? I think we have other things we have to concentrate on. If that's all right. We can go into that on the task force.
Okay. The evaluating programs issue, can that be subsumed into it's a little separate. Does someone want to put that on as a separate item? Could be subsumed into the program council discussion, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that would be one of the main tasks of the program council, is to make sure the programming is being evaluated. I mean, there is a mandate that all the programming at every station is supposed to be evaluated every year. I don't know if it's really being done or not. So,
A mandate from the PNB, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me. If there's no objection, we'll include that discussion in the discussion of the program council and what its duties are.
As a point of information, can Michael explain what mandate he's referring to? Because I don't know what the reference is.
Is it relevant to where we put that discussion, or is it?
No. Okay.
Okay. So I have one item for the agenda, but is there anything else from anybody else? Okay, so my item was that the PMB passed a motion last year to develop procedures by which we could have special national events coordinated throughout the country where things of significance, such as, oh, I don't know, at the moment the thing that comes to my mind is the Verizon strike, for instance, or the first one that came that made me think about it was when there was a demonstration in Washington for single-payer health care. Things that the progressive movement needs to have become national, sort of weigh in on national policy, don't have really much access to national media, that we could provide that on as a special, for, you know, special for special events. So I'd like to add that to the agenda. Not, I mean, it's already been passed. I'm mostly discussing where it's at and what can be done to further it. So I'll make that item 3. Is there anything else for the agenda? Okay, hearing nothing, the first item on the agenda is program councils. We were just going around and citing our experiences of what our experience had been with program councils. Alex had given a summary from BAI. Bernard, you're particularly well-placed to speak about this kind of thing. Would you like to speak to what the history was of program councils and involvement of LSBs in programming at BAI?
Well, yes. My history probably is, my interpretation of history is probably a little bit different than Alex. We had a functioning program council to the extent that we had regular meetings. We discussed programming. We discussed the kind of programming that was needed. We made changes periodically where appropriate. One of the issues with the program council was that at various points they thought that they were the program director, but we were able to work a lot of that out by them making recommendations. And generally, the overwhelming majority of the time, I follow those recommendations. What happens with program councils is that when they're set up, most of the people have no idea about programming at all. And it takes them about a year to really understand what programming is, how you set up a grid, how, you know, how you arrange programming so that certain things lead into each other. And by the time they learn that or get an understanding of it, you've got a new program council to work with, and you have to start all over again. And that was my biggest problem with the program councils, is that by the time they understood programming, because when they first come in, they think that good programming is whatever it is that they like, and that's how they want to see the program. You know, if they like something, then you know you need to have that, and you need to have a lot of it. And there's a producer that they like, they want to see that producer on a lot of times. So once we got past that, then they were gone, and a new program council was selected, and then we had to start all over again. So in that way, it was a problem, because you kept having to reinvent the wheel.
And who was members? As were they LSB selected by who? How was it put together?
Well, there were members from the LSB. There were the department heads from the staff, and there were some individuals, some community representatives that were all made up the program council.
Right.
Bernard, there were never any LSB representatives on the program council.
Well, there were
representatives from the various unions, and there were some other people. I don't know how they got on there, but there were not. There was never any votes on the LSB to put people on the program council.
Okay, that may be the case. However, there were members of the LSB, because what happened was we wound up combining the program committee from the LSB with the program council. So we weren't trying to duplicate efforts. And I just saw them all as a part of the program council. But you're right, there was no one selected from the LSB to be on the program.
Well, let me correct you on one thing. There was never a combination of the programming committee and the programming committee was always a separate body. It was never clear what the programming committee was supposed to do, but it was always a separate body. It's still a separate body, in fact, although it doesn't really function much these days.
What I said was that these members of the program were members of the program committee who attended all of the program council meetings, and I saw them as part of the program council.
I was chair of the programming committee on and off at various times in the last few years, and I did attend one or two meetings as an observer, but I never had a vote.
Bernard, who put this together? Was this did you basically decide who would be on the programming council, or was that put together somehow by the LSB?
That was put together by a... No, I didn't put it together. I think it was a part of a union agreement.
Uh-huh. And this was after the take back, or this was carried forward from before the take back?
No, after the take back.
Got it. Okay, Michael, would you share what?
Just one thing. The program council pre-existed the new bylaws, and that was one of the problems, actually. I don't remember how far back it went, but it was already there when the first LSB took office.
Any questions for Alex or Bernard about that?
Well, is there anything now?
What's that?
Is there anything functioning now at WBAI as far as advisory or from the LSB?
Not really. There's been a couple of attempts to reconstitute a program council. To the best of my knowledge, it has not met in maybe 3 years, something like that. Two, 3 years.
Okay, thanks. I'll try to be brief. There have been three bodies really at in the recent history of KPFK. Post the take back, but before the elected LSB, there was something called the Ad Hoc Program Council that was put together. I think there were listener members elected from a town hall meeting, and then management appointed some different staff members to serve on it. That was actually the body that recommended the creation of the Spanish language programming block, which was adopted. Subsequent to that, but also still prior to the elected this was in the period after the take back when there was an interim national board.
Yes.
We still had labs. So the local advisory board, prior to the election of a new LSB, mandated the creation of an elected program council that was designated the interim program council because it was understood that there was a new method of governance coming in. So the interim program council was elected by an election among the listeners conducted through the distribution of the KPFK folio at one of its last issues, and election among the staff of paid and unpaid staff representatives. And that body had, I think, 11 or 12 members. I was elected to that, and I was elected the chair of that. The problem was that once that election was sort of suspended while the election for the LSB itself took place, once the LSB was elected, there was some resistance from the local station board to even the existence of the interim program council, but eventually we moved ahead. It was authorized by the elected LSB. We would meet with the program director and the general manager periodically, and we tried to evaluate the existing programming. And we thought we were mandated also to evaluate program proposals. But we got very little cooperation from the program director about sharing what the programming proposals were. There was some discussion around that issue, and then eventually we were sort of tasked by the PD and the GM to evaluate two slots that had opened up, a literary slot and a late-night music slot, and there were various proposals made. So we went through a process of developing criteria, which are still around and are being used now subsequently for evaluating programming and proposals. And we went through a lengthy process of, auditioning basically a bunch of different shows, came up with a proposal for the music show and were ignored essentially by the program director, who picked someone else to do the show despite our recommendation without even an explanation as to why. The explanation turned out to be that by moving that person into the slot that was open, he got a much bigger chunk of airtime that he could then use to satisfy other needs. That process resulted in the Program Oversight Committee of the LSB. And I should say that as far as I'm aware of, the majority position on the local station board at KPFK has always been that the station board itself has no authority over evaluation of programming, that we have what's called the Program Oversight Committee, and the Oversight Committee only evaluates the fairness of decisions and acts as a kind of arbiter if there are complaints about the decision-making and evaluation process, not to evaluate the program itself. So there was eventually an agreement that this program oversight, the program council, not the program oversight committee, should try to evaluate the existing programming. We eventually succeeded in making a recommendation of the literary show, which was accepted by the program director. And then we worked with the program director in developing criteria for the evaluation of programs. And this is where my understanding that there was a mandate from the PNB that all shows need to be evaluated every year came from, was from that experience. And I can't cite you chapter and verse, but that's what we were told at the time, that the PNB said that every station needs to evaluate its programming once a year at least.
How far back was that recommendation made?
Probably 4 years ago at this point, at least. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that maybe Rob Robinson was on the National Programming Committee at that time. That's my recollection. From WPFW. There was a new general manager came in, and we worked out jointly between the Program Oversight Committee of the LSB and the Interim Program Council, which at this point had way outlived this mandate because the election had been probably 5 years earlier, that there should be a new body created called the Listener Programming Advisory Council. The program council had been meant to be a place where the paid and unpaid staff and the listeners could jointly evaluate the programming. A lot of people had frustrations with that because they felt there was a conflict of interest in having the programmers evaluate each other. I didn't agree with that. But anyway, the idea was to have an advisory body to management composed of listeners that would evaluate the programming. So the last permanent GM we had, Sean Heitkamper, agreed to that, but then he didn't set it up, and then he left. We had about a year and a half or 2 years of interim management. We still have an interim program director. We now have a new general manager. The interim program director finally set up this listener program advisory committee. There's one that's been set up for the English language programming, and there's one that's in the process of being set up for the Spanish language programming. And but that's been functioning fairly privately, I have to say. The idea originally of the program council and then of the LPAC was that the idea was to engage the listeners broadly in an evaluation of the programming. The LPAC has been meeting basically privately with the interim program director and evaluating the programming, but we haven't seen any results of the evaluation, and there hasn't really been any engagement of the listeners in the evaluation beyond the people he's appointed. So my interest would still be in seeing a process that developed where listeners at large can, you know, help to evaluate the programming through some kind of survey form or, you know, checkoff grid of, like, what are the criteria that we all agree should be used, and people can input into that suggestions we had from the program council to set up focus groups in some cases. There was supposed to be a self-evaluation process, a listener evaluation process adopted for the programming. It hasn't really been carried out as far as I know. I think that the new general manager is now mandating a very broad evaluation of all the programming, including a self-evaluation. And he has said he's going to come to the Program Oversight Committee of the LSP to review his ideas of what the evaluation criteria should be and get that input. So that's where it stands right now. There are two so-called LPACs, Listener Program Advisory Committees, basically advisory to the PD, and the manager is looking for input from the LSP on evaluation criteria ongoing and a way to engage listeners in that.
Any questions for Michael?
I'm not so much a question, but an observation. Just from what Michael said and what Bernard said earlier, it's, and from my own experiences in fighting these battles for a number of years, it seems pretty clear to me that this whole business of setting up a program advisory board or a program council or whatever you want to call it is not going to get very far unless there's going to be input and cooperation on the part of management.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think all these civil wars between groups on the LSP and staff members and management on about programming, they make for an impossible situation. So I would propose that we continue this discussion, but maybe what I would like to see, maybe we could invite some of the program directors on the call for our next meeting and to get their input and their ideas as to how we could go about doing this. How we could, in other words, allow the LSV to have its oversight responsibility, to do its oversight responsibility, and at the same time not infringe on the responsibilities of a program director. And I do agree with one thing Bernard said. If you're creating, if you're doing programming, it's not the same as putting on the shows you like or making sure that the kind of music you like gets on the air and that kind of stuff. It's a very different kind of mindset, and it is true that there has to be a certain period of acculturation in order to understand this. And I can understand the frustration of seeing a different program council turn over every year. It's the same problem we have on the national board, by the way. The national board turns over every year. It takes 6 to 8 months to figure out what's going on the national board, and by the time you do that, you're off the board and somebody new comes in. So it's definitely a problem we face in Pacifica on many levels. I don't really have any great answers here, but I would like to see some kind of proposal coming out of this body for mandating program councils of some sort that would cooperate with management and at the same time allow the LSP to fulfill its responsibility to oversee programming. That's my
before we move on to further discussion, I'd like to put the input in from KPFT of what our experience is.
Sure.
And I certainly agree that the real key issue is the key problem is to do put together something which has buy-in from both the management and the LSB. We thought we had actually done that. The LSB, when it was first formed after the take-back, made a proposal for a program council that involved it was essentially a committee of the LSB. And it involved members of the LSP, members who were listener members who were selected by the LSP, and appointed members from the staff by the that were appointed by management. That program council really never functioned very well. It just was at loggerheads with the program director from the beginning, very little cooperation. There was a grid. People did understand the nature of a grid. Well, at least they were working on the grid, and they understood that there were issues about sequence and placement. But their recommendations essentially never got used because of the difficulties. There's never any relationship or trust between the program director and the board. As I saw it, I sat on that for the latter part of its operation. Subsequently, that agreement with the LSB was revised, and the program council became a management committee. And the LSB still elected members to it, but listener members were selected by, no, I think we actually selected listener members also. I'm sorry, my memory is a little bit fuzzy here, but the management had the ability to appoint the majority, including the program director, to the board. So although there were listener members, I got it right now, listener members and LSB members from elected by the LSBs, management had a majority, if you included the program director, on the board. And that met for a while. I wasn't on that. It eventually foundered on two things. One was an irresponsible act by one of the LSB members who essentially communicated to a programmer who had a nationally syndicated show an evaluation that was being made and that she might be removed from the air before the decision had even been made, as a means of preventing that decision from happening. So it was sort of what Bernard was saying. They wanted to see this person on the air, and they were basically taking an action to try to make that happen outside of the real process. And on the other side of it, there was a question about evaluation people who were programs, but programs that were syndicated, such as we have the BBC on the air, for instance, and there are several other paid for programs. And the management wanted to do those evaluations in closed session. No one disagreed that the evaluations of people who were volunteers and local programmers should be done in closed session, but there was a disagreement over whether the BBC, for instance, that evaluation should be done in closed session. And the BBC is very much an issue, whether it should be on the air at all. And ultimately what happened was management disagreed with where the program council wanted to do, and the program council doesn't meet anymore. So that's been our experience. And Nancy, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, that's about right. And I was on last year, and I watched 5 months of the previous program council, and the previous program council also was not happy, and there's no evaluations going on for, I think, 5 years. And, when I was watching those first 5 months before I became a board member, they would ask me to leave the room when they would talk about BBC, and I never knew what they were talking about until later I found out. And I think it's highly unlikely that BBC will sue us for saying something in a public session against them or something critical. I mean, I think we have freedom of speech, but for some reason the manager does not even want to consider taking BBC off, but not even consider moving it out of the prime drive time in the morning, which is 7 a.m. It has that spot, BBC. And then it has 5-minute highlights all throughout the day and night.
I don't think it's appropriate to go into that specific issue. I mean, you're quite right. It was an issue of contention between the management and the members of the program council. I don't think we don't want to resolve that issue here, but that issue of how do we how do we construct something which has buy-in from both ends and actually functions? It seems to me what's in front of us. Any questions for Nancy?
Right now, like before, there was like six are selected by LSB, six members, three LSB members and three listeners. And then six members are selected by the manager. And then the manager wanted the program director to have a vote, and the LSB voted against that. But see, now we have that system finished at the end of February. So since then, we have not had a program council. And now the proposal from Teresa Allen is that the manager picks one, the program director has a vote, the local chair has a vote, and a candidate runner-up, she's selected as chair, and no elections. I mean, this is her proposal. And, you know, the majority vote is pro-management in our LSB. And so if we don't have basic requirements to ensure that there's going to be democracy and fairness, then the sky's the limit. Anything goes. So that's why I was upset last time when we had it. I said we really need to think about basic things that you may think that no one would think of, to do some stupid things and unfair things, but things like that happen. If we don't put something down, basic requirements all across the board, we're going to have just the same old thing going on.
Any questions for Nancy Roy?
I don't have a question, but I'd like to add something. Perhaps I can't speak for all program directors, but you know, what happens when you're doing that job is that you understand that you're going to be evaluated based on how well the programs perform. So you try and make sure that you have some meaningful, more than meaningful input into what programs go on the air, especially when you're being constantly bombarded by people who have no idea whatsoever of programming and speak with great authority both on the LSB and at all public meetings. So I don't know how you resolve that. How do you resolve the program director feeling that if the programs aren't going to work, that they're going to be blamed for it, and then have them share that responsibility? Because when it fails, they're the ones that is going to be, you know, all the weight is going to fall on them.
Could I chime in on that again?
Sure.
This is Michael Rowe from KPFK. What we tried to come up with, at KPFK was the idea that the program council would be advisory to the program director, with the understanding that, in a sense, the buck stops there with the program director. But that if there was a conflict between the program director and this council, you know, that would go to the program oversight committee for some discussion and evaluation, where the program director would explain the reasoning involved in reaching a decision that was, you know, conflicted with the recommendations. And at least so that there was some clarity about why the decision was made the way it was. The conclusion we did reach at KPFK earlier was that basically it had to be advisory to the management, because the management does have the final authority over the programming, as I understand it. I mean, I think we want as much democratic input as possible. Some of the tasks we tried to take on were, first of all, discussing with the general manager and the program director sort of goals for the station and what was the program trying to achieve over a period of time. So we did have a discussion about, in Los Angeles, we wanted to increase, for example, Asian-oriented programming, because it's a big underserved community, and the general idea that we wanted to retain our existing audience and attract new and younger audiences, because I think this is true throughout the network. The average age of listeners is very high and going up every year, and so this was a general discussion that we had. And I think an important purpose of a program council is to generalize that discussion and understanding, not just among the LSB, but among the listeners at large, why it's necessary to refresh the programming, why some of their favorite programs might disappear and some new ones come on. In other words, again, I can't speak for all the other stations, but there's a sense that, you know, certain people have a lock on the real estate of, you know, whatever it is, 164 hours a week, or I can't remember what the, how you multiply it out, 24/7, but that there has to be some process of improving some existing programming and then refreshing the grid periodically, and the listeners need to be involved, and the staff need to be involved in that process of rethinking and reevaluating and transformation, because if it's just the same programs forever, that's a recipe for disaster long term for the stations and the network. So when we did have the program council, interim program council in LA, we met publicly in different areas. You know, we went to Long Beach, we went to Pasadena, we went to East LA, we went to South LA, to different communities, and invited. You know, it was the meetings weren't broadcast, but the announcement of the meetings was broadcast. We invited listeners to come and speak with the program council about, you know, their needs and their interests, and we try to synthesize that and send it on to the LSB and to the management. And I think that those are things that need to be carried out to really make the process work, so that it's not just a little in-group of people who are constantly at loggerheads and fighting with each other about stuff, but a much broader dialogue with the listeners at large.
Can I weigh in on this discussion? This is Margie.
Absolutely, Margie.
Well, the KPFK crew definitely has two different factions, and Michael's correct on where they did meet. However, I took my own outreach on behalf of the station out to Topanga Canyon to the Earth Day, and we haven't been up to a number of areas where we should be going, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and what I have found is that, of course, certain programs appeal to people in certain areas and others don't. One of the things that I think with, if we go into the discussion of programming councils and what their purpose is, I do think it's important to have the program directors weigh in the problems that they've seen through the councils. I know some of the meetings I have been told have been quite contentious with our interim program director. And I think we need to have meaningful dialogue without the yelling and the shouting and diversity of opinion. Some of the programs that I happen to like very much are we get a regular crew of people that show up to our LSB's meetings that I don't feel represent our entire listening audience. They want certain people off the air and end up screaming at our GM and program director, why haven't they been taken off? Well, I think we have to have discussion about having a lot of diversity, a lot of different opinions. We're supposed to be about free speech and diversity, but yet I find some very narrow people-minded people on our board. So I do think that what we need to do is have that discussion and with the program directors and the national board about what, you know, what should a program council look like? How should it draw members into it that are representative of every area? I can tell you that our council does not represent every area that KPFK broadcasts out to. I find that a problem. So while the program council does a lot of hard work, I don't think they represent all of our listeners at KPFK. That being said, I'd like to see that how do you establish a council, possibly be done with in our committee to send up to national to have a discussion about it. I don't think yet from reading past archive things on program council, councils, they seem to be like everything, you know, you have different sides, what have you. There seems to be lacking a democracy of viewpoint. And that being said, I think maybe one of our tasks should be to just say, what should the programming council look like? We have a lot of communities, like the Asian community here, which I don't think is represented on our airwaves. And I'd like to see some programming directed to that group. We have a lot of different, you know, groups that would like a voice on the airwaves and all these stations. So maybe we have to really analyze what a program council should, you know, look like before program councils are voted in to tell programming directors how to program.
Can I weigh in?
Absolutely.
I think that we have to take cognizance of the fact that it's not a popularity contest, what should go on the air. It shouldn't be. We need advisors to program directors who have some understanding of programming. Programming is a profession. It's not just something you pick up on the street, and it's not just something that you know, depends on what your favorite genre is or what ethnic group you belong to. It really is a profession and a skill. And the people who are going to be involved in a program council should be expected to at least have a modicum of some of those, some understanding at least of what goes into those skills. And, of course, they should also be informed by the Pacifica mission, and they should have some background in Pacifica governance, I think. So it seems to me that we already have, at least in theory, we have an elected body called the Local Station Board that has representatives that are supposedly have some of those attributes. They should be represented on the program council along with other constituents that are affected by programming. That would be primarily staff. That would be, and there should be room for management as well. That being said, we really need a buy-in from the program directors as to how this is all going to work. And I think that we've heard from three different stations about their experience, and what seems to be common to all of them is there was some kind of a rift between the program director and whatever body was trying to advise the program director. And after a while, the program council, whatever it was, just stopped functioning. I also know that KPFA went through a similar experience. I don't know the details, but I know they at one time they actually had some kind of a program council without a. They didn't even have a program director for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Margie and I are allegedly on different factions. I agree with most of what you just said. One of the lessons we did have from the interim program council was that we felt like there should be an in-service of the program council at its beginning from the program director, because that's one of the things that was missing. We were trying to have this dialogue, and we didn't understand the terms in which the program director was even approaching the questions, and it was never explained to us. And I think it relates to what people are saying about the art of programming or the science of programming, or whatever, say, the profession of programming. So I think that would be an important requirement to have to both for the actual functioning of a program council and for the peace of mind of the program director, in the sense that there's going to be some, instruction or in-service or whatever, you know, groundwork laid with the program council as it starts its work. I think the other thing is that the question of the criteria on which both the individual shows and the grid are being evaluated should be clarified early on in the process.
Anyone else want to...
Just to wrap up what I was saying... I kind of agree with that last sentiment. I think to go forward, can we continue this discussion and see if we can invite one or more of our program directors at the next meeting and get their input on this? Would that be a viable thing to do?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think before we went on the stream, I suggested that because we weren't sure we had a quorum, that we could, you know, the chair of this committee could email the chair of the LSBs and the program directors of each station inviting input. But I think that would be one way to pursue it further, is actually invite them to participate in the discussion about it.
And of course, Bernard's input is valuable here as a former longtime program director in WBAI.
Is there any thought about that? We can do that for sure. We should probably give at least 2 weeks before, I guess that would make it
mid-September,
if we're going to do that, to give people a chance to organize themselves to be there. Is there a sense of the committee that we would like to do that? Anyone like to speak to that? I mean, there clearly is a sense on the committee we'd like to do that. Does anyone object to doing that? Anyone have other is there any objection to doing that? Okay, so I will, I had already agreed to sort of poll the program directors and the LSPs about what their experience has been, but it sounds like this is, we can also include with that an invite for the program directors to show up. My feeling is that there's a fundamental problem here with the structure of the organization, which is that the LSPs are intended to provide input from the community and oversight by the community, so that the station somehow functions to serve the community of people, whatever it is you mean by the community, and that of course differs from person to person.
There's also the CABs, so that every state must have a community advisory board doing needs assessments. And
yes, that's true, and that's purely advisory. Mm-hmm. Whereas the LSB formally has some
governance
function, and you know it can fire the general manager, or at least vote to provide their half of what's necessary to fire the general manager. So. It's clearly intended that they have some supervision over the certainly the policies of programming, and when you have a if the program director and a general manager don't agree, there's no particular way for them, other than actually eventually calling for the firing of the general manager, to resolve that kind of those kinds of issues. And
Which would seem like a drastic action. There ought to be something in between that the LSP should be able to do.
And that seems to me where the program councils fit in. There's some means of doing that. So do we want to try to... one of the things that I observe is in our case, for instance, we played around with the composition of the council and whether it would be a management committee or an LSB, I say played around, that's not the right word. We tried out different things. And it turned out that it didn't matter. the fundamental political issue somehow got in the way, you know, that the LSB wanted to go in one direction and the management didn't. And in the end, management trumped and the people... who had participated from the listeners as well, but just got discouraged and PO'd and the thing falls apart. So I don't know where I'm going with all that, other than that seems to me to be there's a beyond the structures that are put in place, there's this political issue. And my feeling is, you could go two ways with that. You could go in one direction and say, forget about it. Let the general managers, you know, run the stations and the program directors, really the LSP should be quiet about programming. And I don't think that's satisfactory, because of the whole impetus of this whole structure has been somehow democratic management of what's on the air. And then on the other side of it is you have contending voices in the LSB, which is fine, but also inexperienced voices in the LSB. And as Bernard was saying, they change all the time. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have a body with the kind of gravitas to weigh in with the management on these issues.
Can I speak to that again?
Sure.
Okay, so the program council that existed, and I'm talking about what's happening now at KPFK, the interim program council that existed at KPFK was in place for almost 5 years, and it had people elected independently by the listeners, separately from the LSB, and it had people elected by the staff, by the paid and unpaid staff. And it did function to a certain extent as a place where that political process could go forward. Because I think you do have to have, in other words, because it is a political problem, you have to have a political mechanism. And this is without regard to the question of factions, because there were as many factions represented on the program council as there were on the LSB, in my experience. But the conclusion we came to is that the program council should be advisory to the management, and that the responsibility of the LSB is an oversight to make sure that process is going on, to evaluate how it's done. And now, being on the LSB, it seems to me the LSB has so many responsibilities that the idea of evaluating the programming is beyond the capacity of the LSB to carry out, in addition to all its other fiduciary and other functions. In other words, the LSB is going to evaluate the manager and the program director, and that's a big enough task beyond the question of evaluating individual programming. Evaluating individual programming to try to improve it, or evaluating proposals to try to decide what to go on the air, requires a tremendous amount of effort that's far beyond the capacity of the local station board. So I think there should be a program council. It should be advisory to the management. I think the management will buy into that and did at KPFK, although then the manager left. But I think and maybe I'm speaking too frankly, but in my experience and what I've seen at other stations too, there is a contretemps between the management and the staff in many cases. And so the need for an arena to have a discussion about the need to refresh and improve the programming is advantageous to the management, because otherwise staff is very resistant to any of those changes. So the listener input is vital to developing a dialogical process in which the staff can see the advantages of refreshing the programming, attracting new listeners, securing the financial base of the station, et cetera, et cetera, and go along with changes and a process of making changes or of alternating programming, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that a mechanism to do that is actually vital for the ongoing success of Pacifica and each individual station in it.
I think there's a consensus here on that last statement for sure. Anybody want to speak further to that? I mean,
from the listeners, yeah. And we're not doing that at KPFT. In fact, the program council at kpft.org are
entirety of our listenership. That being said, is why I came up with the idea that I thought we should discuss about, you know, how the makeup should be, how people get voted on and voted in is important.
Can I ask how the program council is selected at your at KPFK?
Well, right now. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I think Michael could answer that question better right now, because, to my knowledge, there's been no Democratic vote taken in several years.
That's right. Right now, there's something called the Listener Program Advisory Committee, I think, that was set up by the interim program director. That's what I said earlier. The interim program director advertised on air, got 20 or 30 people who were interested, and picked, I think, 6 or 8 of them without any consultation or discussion with anybody. And I'm not aware that anybody has seen the results of any of their evaluations. The LSB hasn't.
Correct.
As I know, and I'm on the program. I'm the chair of the program oversight committee of the LSB, which was set up by the LSB. It has LSB members, and then individual listener members can join up to the number of LSB members that we have. That committee has met pretty regularly with the interim program director and with the general manager, and has made a few recommendations, one of which was just adopted by the LSP this week, to try to have more dialogue with the listener on the air.
Well, I'm not for that proposal. I'm just stating that the LPAC committee, as it stands right now, who discusses with our interim program director, I don't believe really represents our entire board. There hasn't been in place enough parts to get people in the community interested.
No disagreement about that.
I think that, you know, there are some statements made that really are untrue, and I would like to have meaningful dialogue. I think I actually agree with Michael and a number of people from the other slate on a whole host of issues. And I disagree with them on some of the programs they would like to see the station get rid of. I don't agree with them at all. But I would like to see some consistency in this, and I'd like to see that it not be held captive by one group or another group. And I don't know how we get to that point. You know, I see it in national politics, too. So as much as we can do to make it appear, not just appear, but be democratic, I think would be a good idea. And I think maybe it would, I think that we had discussed on our LSB having more call-in shows where our listeners got to speak out about different programming and what have you. I mean, those also can be stacked, because I hear some of the same people calling in using different names, which is very funny. You know, once you get to know the personalities, you know what shenanigans they're up to. But I think it should be something we should all take seriously, and take seriously that the station does belong to a large group of people and just not a few, and people of all diversity and all different communities should feel like they have a place at the station, and I'd like to see that happen. So I think Michael would too.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just say, from the program council, as the LSB, I think one of the big issues is going to be the question of strip programming versus quilting.
Okay, say that again, Michael. I didn't get it.
Okay, as it was phrased while I was on the program council at KPFK, which is different from the LSP, as I said, it's the question of strip programming versus quilting. I think there's been a mandate recently that's been adopted at KPFK, at least, to have strip programming. In other words, the same host across the schedule for 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And on the program council, when I was on it, there was much more interest in what's called quilting. In other words, you might have the same theme. For example, we have on KPFK right now, there's a show called Global Village, which is a music show with different world music, but it's got a different host every day with different musical tastes and, you know, sometimes classical, sometimes jazz, sometimes, you know, Brazilian, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's an interest in seeing a similar approach to some of the public affairs programming. But I think that's been a controversy between management and some people on the national board or the local boards and others as to whether you can have a successful program grid that does not have personality hosts kind of surrounding it.
Excuse me. Somebody put their mute button on. I mean, I hear all kind of strange sounds. And did you say it's strict programming or it's personalities? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that one of the big issues that has been at odds with KPFK and was the case when we were having the discussions on the earlier interim program council with the program director at the time, who is not the one now, they were interested, management, and I took it, PNB was interested in strip, STRIP, having a strip across the week with the same host so that people tune in expecting to hear the same voice and the same point of view at a certain hour of the day, every day of the week. And many of the people from different political perspectives and different factions on the interim program council at that time, this was a couple years ago, were interested in what they called quilting. In other words, you would have a public affairs block at the same, let's say, 3 o'clock every day. There would be a public affairs show, but it would be hosted by somebody else every day.